When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Good morning, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We have our friends from PNC, and today joining us is Julie Suddeth. She's the regional president for Houston PNC. And you know PNC, they're doing some phenomenal work here in our region. So Julie, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I know it's a very busy time for PNC, and you're doing so much, but I want to start out with something that PNC launched called Project 257. Intriguing. What is it?
Well, I'm really glad to share more about this topic because gender equity is something I feel incredibly passionately about. Last month, we launched PNC's Project 257, which is Accelerating Women's Financial Equality. It's an initiative that brings a renewed focus on PNC's longstanding commitment to women. And the name Project 257 comes from the World Economic Forum's 2020 Global Gender Gap Report, which says that if progress toward gender equity continued at the current pace, it would still take another 257 years for women to catch up to men economically. And I don't know anyone who would say that that is an acceptable timeline.
Well, thank you for doing this. We know specifically in the Latino market, as you look at entrepreneurs, Latinas and their opening of new business outpace any other sector in the country, Latina entrepreneurs. And so I'm glad to hear that you all are focused on women. There is a tremendous need, and it sounds like you guys are absolutely making sure to fill that gap. And what a sobering statistic that is, that it would take that long. And as you mentioned, we don't have that time, and we need folks like PNC to continue to step up to help us, right, at closing that gap. And what would that look like? What are you doing in terms of this closing of the gap?
That's a great question. I mean, we boil it down to four key areas that if we address those could make a really meaningful impact for women everywhere. Those four areas are really the primary focus of Project 257. They include pay disparity, the disproportionate burden of unpaid domestic work that women shoulder, the underrepresentation of women in high growth industries and high wage roles, and unequal access to credit. On that last point, with this announcement, we also committed $1.257 million over 3 years to establish a partnership with the global nonprofit called SHEEO, which provides 0% interest business loans to women and non-binary entrepreneurs. This is a big commitment, but it's just one of the ways that we're strengthening our focus and expanding women's access to credit to help close this economic gender gap. As part of our work in the space, we're monitoring policies, practices for evaluating credit worthiness. We utilize thousands of PNC certified women's business advocates who are employees who, you know, regularly talk to women entrepreneurs and business owners about the benefit of borrowing from a bank instead of from their savings. And a key element of Project 257 is the 50 PNC employees, one in each of our big markets, who identify as a woman or a non-binary that are serving as activators. They're helping select and mentor CEO ventures. So it's a very exciting way to address this gap.
Well, thank you for that, Julie. And a lot of people don't realize that until 1976, women could not obtain a credit card without a cosigner. That's not that long ago. And so again, these statistics are absolutely eye-opening. And here's one thing I know about PNC and the work that you're doing and the team is doing is that you all are very laser focused. You're not all over the place trying to do a whole bunch of different things without giving it that serious strategic consideration. And so I know that you will absolutely make some tremendous strides in providing equal access to all. And so I want to thank you, and on behalf of our chamber and others, for leading in this space, because we know that even in 2021, women are still not at the table and still need a lot of resources to make sure that they are maximizing opportunities as they grow. And we see more of them trying to become entrepreneurs. Is there anything else you want to close with, Julie?
Well, I would say, you know, this is personal to me. As a female leader, I feel incredibly proud of the steps PNC is taking to address the economic gap through Project 257 and through many other commitments that we're making. This is the right thing to do. Putting aside the fact that the 257-year economic gap is just plain wrong, there's also economic argument to be made for this work. As you mentioned, Laura, there's so much untapped potential here. And so it's our hope that more businesses are going to join us in this mission to do their part to help close this gap.
Well, thank you again for your leadership. And to everyone, please know that PNC is doing a great job and is certainly very closely connected and affiliated with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And so stop on by, go to their website. And again, Julie, to you and your team, congratulations on all the recent recognitions.
Thank you, Laura. Bye-bye.